This news update's being brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn dealer, with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe, as well as Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. As well as Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Deborah McCollum, Huron County Treasurer, will be stepping down from her position November the 20th after more than a decade of service. McCollum, who ran unopposed in the 2024 general election, cited early retirement as her reason for leaving office. Her tenure included overseeing county finances during challenging periods marked by pension issues, the pandemic, inflation, and fluctuating revenue sharing, which placed significant strain on the county's budget. McCollum's successor will be appointed by a committee comprising County Clerk Lori Neal, Prosecutor Tim Ruthkowski, Probate Judge Julian Ferris. The new treasurer will serve out the remainder of McCollum's four-year term, though no date has been set for the committee's first meeting. McCollum's resignation marks the end of a significant chapter in Huron County's financial leadership, with her successor expected to address ongoing fiscal challenges and continue efforts to maintain transparency and accountability in county finances. And the Ubley FFA continues to support the Thumb Blessing Boxes and the Ubley Food Pantry through ongoing food and money drives. Each November, students hold a friendly competition between classes to collect the most donations. Last year's effort brought in nearly 1,000 pounds of food and $580 in cash, with funds used throughout the year to restock community food boxes. Over the weekend, FFA members purchased $460 worth of groceries to refill Thumb Blessing Boxes. This year's collection campaign will begin again in November to continue assisting local families in need. Investigators are looking into what sparked a fire at the heavily damaged Garfield Township Volunteer Fire Department station in northern Bay County on Thursday morning. The blaze broke out before 9 a.m. on Erickson Road, southwest of Pinconning. A passerby spotted the flames and alerted authorities, bringing crews from across the county to the scene. Several fire trucks and equipment inside the building were also damaged. No injuries were reported, and nearby roads that were temporarily closed during firefighting efforts had been reopened. And we'll return right after this.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress. And now Morrell Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morrell Equipment, your Thumb area LS Tractor dealer of the Thumb in eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer store on North M53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractor and attachments, stop by and see why LS Tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS Tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months, 0% financing with approved credit.
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
And we're back with a look at your obituaries for the hour. Michael Paul Pelega Jr., 80 years old, of Kindy, passed away November the 1st. He was born May 6, 1945. He went on to marry the love of his life, Bernadette Miller, on April 29, 1967. Mike leaves behind his wife and four daughters, Michelle, Rose, Sally, and Charlotte, his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Mass of Christian burial will be on Wednesday, November the 5th at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Dwight Township at 11 a.m. Visitation will be on Tuesday, November 4th from 2 to 8 p.m. at the McAlpin Gage Chapel in Kendy, with a rosary service at 7 p.m. Visitation will also be on Wednesday at the church from 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. Memorials in Mike's name may be offered to the family in care of Bernadette. You can share your condolences with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
Can't find what you need? See me, Tara, at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. We have the furniture and mattresses you want in stock. Shop Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. This is home.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with more news. A national survey reveals Democrats currently hold a modest lead in public polling for 2025's congressional ballot. Economic concerns, living expenses, and safeguarding of democracy are top voter priorities. The percentage of Americans viewing capitalism favorably has dropped below 50%, the lowest in years. Political analysts say rising support for democratic socialism is reshaping public debate in urban centers nationwide. The Trump administration faces criticism for handling both the economy and constitutional rights. Both parties are scrambling to address voter discontent ahead of the midterms. Over 20 people were killed and more than 300 injured in Afghanistan after a powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck the northern portion. Emergency personnel are working to provide medical aid and shelter for the survivors. The quake caused extensive property damage across several communities. The health ministry says aftershock risk remain high over the coming days, and international agencies are dispatching resources and relief funds. Local officials urge vigilance as rescue operations continue. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer, with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer and Bad Axe. And Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today, as well as Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring.
Have you considered switching to your local bank, Bayport State Bank? This is Kara Phelps, manager of the Bayport office of Bayport State Bank. We're dedicated to meeting the needs of the Thumb region with a comprehensive range of products and services, including no-fee checking with free monthly statements. That's right, no charge to send your paper statements. Does your bank do that? Plus, we offer many savings options in a variety of lending solutions, from personal and business to agricultural and everything in between. With our experienced local loan officers, we'll work with you to craft the perfect financial package to suit your needs. Since 1896, we've been committed to serving the Thumb community. Visit us soon in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring to experience what true hometown banking feels like. Remember, you're never more than 20 miles away from one of our convenient Huron County locations. Plus, with 10 local ATMs in mobile and online banking, we're here to assist you no matter where you are. Service, community, commitment. That's our promise to you. If you're ready to experience the personalized care from a local bank that truly values you in our community, stop by and see us at Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And that's been your news for this hour from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.